Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. One hopes the beginnings of a great weekend. There certainly is some very positive news. A little bit of positive news for once from the Middle East. The release of two hostages. We will tell you about it and what happened there and how there may be even some hope for other American hostages and for their release. The president gave a speech last night. It seems to have gotten a favorable response from Congress. Congress, meanwhile, basically saying no, three strikes and you're out. Third time for Jim Jordan. And this time there were 25 Republicans who voted against him. How many does he need to vote against him to block him as Speaker? Four. So there needs to be something else done in the House of Representatives. We'll be talking to Jay Cost of the American Enterprise Institute, who has a piece in National Review about what would the founders, what would the framers of our Constitution think about what is going on in the House of Representatives right now. Would they be proud? Would they be gratified? We will get to that with Jay Cost. We will also be speaking to Daniel Henninger, who has a profound piece in the Wall Street Journal about how the war between Israel and the bloody-handed killers of Hamas, how that war has reshuffled the U.S. presidential election. And one of the good pieces of news about this weekend coming up is there are two movies that are both remarkable. One of them, an artistic triumph from one of America's most acclaimed directors ever, Martin Scorsese, with Oscar-worthy performances by Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro. And the other film, not just an artistic triumph, but a political and moral triumph about heroic Christians. Yes, that's right. You heard me right. A movie from Hollywood about heroic Christians who are willing to risk everything, everything, life itself, to rescue people from the hell on earth prison of North Korea. We will be telling you about that film and talking to the CEO who's behind it, who made it possible. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First off, the good news about a mother and daughter who were just released as hostages. There's a caveat to this, of course, but this is the way it was covered about an hour ago on NBC News.
Three sources confirmed to NBC News that two American hostages have been released by Hamas. I want to bring in NBC News' Kelly Kobiea. Kelly, what more do we know?
Yeah, we don't know too much more than that at the moment. Please bear with me here. It appears that Hamas has released a brief statement saying that it has, in fact, released two American female hostages, a mother and daughter. Three independent sources confirming to NBC News that two American hostages have, in fact, been released.
Okay, the two American hostages were Judith and Natalie Ra'anan, who were held by Hamas since Saturday, October 7th. They've been handed over to the Red Cross. This was confirmed to the Jerusalem Post today. They are on their way out, the source said. They are being released on humanitarian grounds because the mother is in very poor health. I would imagine that she's probably very sick. It is unclear whether they will be released from Gaza into Egypt or directly into Israel. Natalie, who is 17 years old, who is the daughter who has been released, just graduated from high school and she was studying Torah in Israel. That's, by the way, a common practice for religious Jewish kids in this country. It happened with two of my kids, which is you graduate high school and then you spend a year in Israel in religious study and then you come back and go to college. Both our oldest daughter and our son went through that experience, which was a very important experience, giving them the chance to live in Israel. In Evia, you don't expect that you're child who is studying in Israel is going to be kidnapped by terrorists on Shabbat day, and a Shabbat day that was also the celebration of Simchat Torah in Israel. In any event, the mother, whose name is Judith Ra'anan, who is an artist who was working in several hospitals in the Chicago area. They were in Israel together to celebrate the grandmother's, Judith's mother is 85, and they were celebrating her 85th birthday. The Red Cross confirmed their release, according to Israeli media. Hamas put out a statement on its Telegram channel saying, in response to Qatari efforts, the Al-Qassam Brigades released two American citizens, a mother and her daughter, for humanitarian reasons, and to prove to the American people and the world that the claims made by Biden and his fascist administration are false and baseless. What claims are false and baseless? Are they holding hostages or not? Did they kill 1,400 people or not? I mean, what kind of baseless claims are they insisting on here? The Hostages and Missing Families Forum responded to the announcement by reminding the world that the Ra'anans are just two of the more than 200 hostages who are being held by Hamas. The estimate is that about 30 of them may be Americans, like these two were. The continued holding of hostages is a war crime, a statement by the headquarters of the Hostages and Missing Families Forum said. Many leaders in Arab states have tremendous influence over the leaders and must act to immediately release all the hostages and missing held in Gaza. We call on world leaders in the international community to exert their full power in order to act for the release of all the hostages and missing. One of the questions you'd ask here about all of the, quote, young idealists who are participating in the pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian demonstrations on college campuses is, why not at least add something, a demanding release of the hostages at 200 people? Unbelievable. The speech last night by Joe Biden was generally hailed on all sides of the political spectrum. There were commentators on Fox News. There were lots of Republicans, including Republican leaders in Congress, who are very sympathetic for what the president is trying to do. What he's talking about is sending up to the Congress, it probably will happen before the end of the day, a proposal for $100 billion to provide absolutely necessary, crucial supplies and ammunition and military equipment to both Ukraine and Israel. This is the way that Biden opened his speech to the nation last night from the Oval Office. Clip 19.
Now, earlier this morning, I returned from Israel. They tell me I'm the first American president to travel there during the war. I met with the prime minister and members of his cabinet. And most movingly, I met with Israelis who had personally lived through horrific horror of the attack by Hamas on the 7th of October. More than 1,300 people slaughtered in Israel, including at least 32 American citizens. Scores of innocents, from infants to the elderly grandparents. Israelis, Americans taken hostage. As I told the families of Americans being held captive by Hamas, we're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
And we will talk about that avenue to bring the loved ones home, the latest on when, if we know, or if anyone knows, the ground invasion of Gaza is going to take place, and what happens next.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about Joe Biden's speech last night. And it's fairly remarkable. He made the point that he was the first president to actually visit Israel during wartime. And frankly, he is the first president ever. Well, the second. This is the second instance of a president going to a battle zone at a time of war. And frankly, taking some very real risks to his own survival. Thank God he got back okay, everything fine. But the first time that ever happened was when President Biden visited Kyiv. And for an 80-year-old who is noted to, on occasion, look frail and sound disoriented, there is a sense in which he has changed by this particular crisis. And I think that was evident in the speech last night. I made a point of watching it because it was only the second time Biden has ever given an address from the Oval Office. And this was a memorable and important address. Again, he began by talking about the hostages and the determination that we have in the United States so that the other Americans, like the Ra'anans, who the mother and daughter, 17-year-old daughter and her mother, were just released by the Hamas. We do not know their condition, but the report was that they were in ill health. And so thank God they are now in the hands of the Red Cross. Biden spoke about hostages in near the beginning of his speech last night. Listen.
Israelis, Americans taken hostage. As I told the families of Americans being held captive by Hamas, we're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home. As president, there is no higher priority for me than the safety of Americans held hostage. The terrorist group Hamas unleashed pure, unadulterated evil in the world. But sadly, the Jewish people know perhaps better than anyone that there is no limit to the depravity of people when they want to inflict pain on others. In Israel, I saw people who are strong, determined, resilient, and also angry, in shock, and in deep, deep pain.
Okay, I got a little taste of that after the president's speech. I've mentioned before on the air that we have a little tradition in our family of a brother's call where I have three younger brothers and they're all over the world. And my brother Jonathan is in Israel with a son-in-law and then two of his three sons called up and on the front lines in this struggle. I also have first cousins. These are the children. My father only had one surviving sibling, his older brother. And the children of his older brother, three of them, all made their lives in Israel. And they have, in terms of grandchildren, more than a dozen grandchildren who have been called up for this military mission. And God willing, may they all be safe. One of them, my nephew and then my cousins are basically at the center of the action, supposedly what is going to be the center of the action in Gaza. But one of the things that Biden talked about is that where our family came from, and we were all talking about it last night, was Ukraine. And with all of the attention on Israel, which is appropriate, it's also appropriate to look at the similarities between Hamas and Putin's Russia. Listen, this is clip 8.
Hamas and Putin represent different threats, but they share this in common. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy, completely annihilate it. Hamas, this is a stated purpose for existing, is the destruction of the state of Israel and the murder of Jewish people. Hamas does not represent the Palestinian people. Hamas uses Palestinian civilians as human shields, and innocent Palestinian families are suffering greatly because of them. Meanwhile, Putin denies Ukraine has or ever had real statehood. He claims the Soviet Union created Ukraine. And just 2 weeks ago, he told the world that if the United States and our allies withdraw, and if the United States withdraw, our allies will as well, military support for Ukraine would have, quote, a week left to live, but we're not withdrawing.
And Biden then explained why we are not withdrawing, why the support for Ukraine is so crucial. This is clip 9.
You know, history has taught us that when terrorists don't pay a price for their terror, when dictators don't pay a price for their aggression, they cause more chaos and death and more destruction. They keep going. and the cost and the threats to America and the world keep rising. So if we don't stop Putin's appetite for power and control in Ukraine, he won't limit himself just to Ukraine. Beyond Europe, we know that our allies and maybe most importantly our adversaries and competitors are watching. They're watching our response in Ukraine as well. And if we walk away and let Putin erase Ukraine's independence, would be aggressors around the world be emboldened to try the same? The risk of conflict and chaos could spread in other parts of the world, in the Indo-Pacific, in the Middle East, especially in the Middle East. Iran is supporting Russia in Ukraine, and is supporting Hamas and other terrorist groups in the region, and will continue to hold them accountable, I might add. The United States and our partners across the region are working to build a better future for the Middle East. One where the Middle East is more stable, better connected to its neighbors, and through innovative projects like the India Middle East to Europe Rail Corridor that I announced this year at the summit of the world's biggest economies.
Okay, it's a good idea, but trains, despite the fondness of President Biden for trains, are not necessarily the solution. He also spoke about the dangers that Americans face, according to reports by our State Department everywhere, that with the entire world having demonstrations and sometimes very, very angry, very large demonstrations outside U.S. embassies and consulates, and of course they're doing the same to Israeli embassies and consulates in countries that have diplomatic relations with Israel, that it is a dangerous time for Americans to travel. And it's an extraordinary thing when you think about the United States' role in all of this, the United States' role, President Biden's role in trying to get the first shipment of humanitarian assistance to people in Gaza. And yes, I think this is important, and I'm proud that the United States was involved with this effort. But where would the world be without the United States? That, it seems to me, is an extraordinarily relevant question. And he, President Biden last night, described the United States as the indispensable nation. And he cited that as a phrase from Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State. Actually, it's been a phrase that's been around for a long time because it reflects a deep and historic truth. We'll get right back on the Medved Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Last night, President Biden spoke to the nation about how America should support Israel after the attack from Hamas and continue to support Ukraine. Several Republican lawmakers report receiving death threats after they voted against Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House. The State Department has issued a warning advising Americans abroad to exercise increased caution. This advisory comes in the midst of escalating tensions between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas. A new report from the Pentagon says China now has over 500 nukes and has blown past previous projections for the size of its nuclear arsenal. That report adds China is now producing even more weapons while expanding their navy. Corey Myers, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Check out a long list of history shows at MedvedHistoryStore.com. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And just a reminder that when you sign up at the Medved History Store to become a Medhead Plus member, that gives you free access to any of our history programs. There are about 100 of them, including Why They Fight, The Origins of the Arab-Israeli Conflict, and 5 Middle Eastern Wars, and the media's grudge against Israel, and which is a particularly puzzling question here, where at least, thank goodness, major mainstream media in this country have now gotten the story right about the hospital in Gaza that was allegedly blown up by an Israeli aerial bombardment. And it wasn't. And people should have known that from the beginning. Literally, minutes after that story broke, I checked on some sources that I do have, and I reported this was not an Israeli strike. And for me, sitting here doing this radio show, to be able to get the story right when the massive resources involved with the New York Times and ABC and NBC and the rest got it completely wrong, and now I've had to acknowledge that they got it completely wrong, it's a dramatic reversal. We'll be dealing with some of that coming up. To finish with President Biden's speech last night, I think there's no question about it, and you can even hear it in his voice. It's like President Trump always referred to him as Sleepy Joe before the new nickname, which is Crooked Joe. But I don't know how you sound crooked or not, but he certainly doesn't sound sleepy anymore. And there is something about this entire situation that has reshuffled his presidency, obviously, changed it profoundly, and I think change the nature of the campaign. We're going to be talking to Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal about that coming up on the MedVet Show. President Biden concluded his speech with some very important and patriotic remarks, it seems to me. This is the President of the United States urging Americans to reject all forms of hate. This is clip 15.
We all have a right to debate and disagree
without fear of being targeted in schools or workplaces or in our communities. I must renounce violence and vitriol. See each other not as enemies, but as fellow Americans. When I was in Israel yesterday, I said that when America experienced the hell of 9/11, we felt enraged as well. While we sought and got justice, we made mistakes. So I caution the government of Israel not to be blinded by rage. And here in America, let us not forget who we are. We reject all forms of hate, whether against Muslims, Jews, or anyone. That's what great nations do. And we are a great nation.
Okay, the one thing that I do wish he would drop is this idea that we made mistakes reacting to 9/11. Because one of the things about the reaction to 9/11 is that people were terribly concerned about a repeat, another major organized attack on the American homeland. That's why we established the Department of Homeland Security. And you know what? The Bush administration succeeded because we were able to avoid and to create deterrence and national defense to avoid that kind of repeat attack. Again, should we continue to be concerned about it? Of course we should, especially at this moment. And why? Because the world needs the United States. As President Biden said last night, listen.
Tomorrow I'm going to send to Congress an urgent budget request to fund America's national security needs, to support our critical partners, including Israel and Ukraine. It's a smart investment that's going to pay dividends for American security for generations. Help us keep American troops out of harm's way. Help us build a world that is safer, more peaceful, more prosperous for our children and grandchildren. In Israel, we must make sure that they have what they need to protect their people today and always. The security package I'm sending to Congress and asking Congress to do is an unprecedented commitment to Israel's security that will sharpen Israel's qualitative military edge, which we've committed to. The qualitative military edge. We're going to make sure Iron Dome continues to guard the skies over Israel.
And then he also talked about humanitarian assistance to Gaza.
Here, the people of Gaza urgently need food, water, and medicine. Yesterday, in discussions with the leaders of Israel and Egypt, I secured an agreement for the first shipment of humanitarian assistance from the United Nations to Palestinian civilians in Gaza. If Hamas does not divert or steal this shipment, these shipments, we're going to provide an opening for sustained delivery of life-saving humanitarian assistance for the Palestinians. As I said in Israel, as hard as it is, we cannot give up on peace. We cannot give up on a two-state solution. Israel and Palestinians equally deserve to live in safety, dignity, and peace.
And then he talked about the fake hospital explosion. This is a clip 18.
I also spoke with President Abbas, the Palestinian Authority, and reiterated the United States remains committed to the Palestinian people's right to dignity and to self-determination. The actions of Hamas terrorists don't take that right away. Like so many other, I'm heartbroken by the tragic loss of Palestinian life, including the explosion at the hospital in Gaza, which was not done by the Israelis. We mourn every innocent life lost. We can't ignore the humanity of innocent Palestinians who only want to live in peace and have an opportunity.
And then he actually talked about the concluded with emphasizing the similarities between Putin and Hamas.
Well, when I exited that train and met Zelensky, President Zelensky, I didn't feel alone. I was bringing with me the idea of America, the promise of America, to the people who were today fighting for the same things we fought for 250 years ago. Freedom, independence, self-determination. And as I walked through Kyiv with President Zelensky, with air raid sirens sounding in the distance, I felt something I've always believed, more strongly than ever before. America is a beacon to the world. Still. Where, as my friend Madeleine Albright said, the indispensable nation. Tonight, there are innocent people all over the world who hope because of us, who believe in a better life because of us, who are desperate not to be forgotten by us, and are waiting for us. But time is of the essence. I know we have our divisions at home. We have to get past them. We can't let petty, partisan, angry politics get in the way of our responsibilities as a great nation. We cannot and will not let terrorists like Hamas and tyrants like Putin win. I refuse to let that happen. In moments like these, we have to remember who we are. We are the United States of America. The United States of America. And there is nothing beyond our capacity if we do it together.
And the reaction to his speech, even on Fox News, the reaction has been positive. I ardently hope that the reaction in the House of Representatives will be positive. They will get their act together. We'll bring you the very latest. Jim Jordan, three strikes, you're out. He's tried three different times to get the support he needed to become Speaker of the House. Each time he got less support and more members of his fellow Republicans in the House who don't want this guy to be Speaker. So what happens next and where do we go from here? We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a MedHead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Jim Jordan, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and the designated, at least before they removed that designation, which they just did under closed doors, but before his most recent loss in the votes in the House, he was the designated candidate for speaker. We will get to his defiant speech this morning in just a moment. But first, it is unusual to see consensus on anything in this country between the left and the right, between Fox News, for instance, and MSNBC. Between right and left, but there has been a fairly strong consensus about the president's speech last night, and fortunately I think that indicates that certainly the request for the new military aid for Israel and for Ukraine, it's going to pass the Senate, and it's going to pass the Senate very overwhelmingly with at least 80 votes. And will it pass the House of Representatives? I believe that it will. They had a number of Republican members of the House, including Maria Elvira Salazar from Florida, who were very enthusiastic to support this nonpartisan, but introduced by President Biden, grant of new aid, which is tremendously important right now. Britt Hume on Fox News reacted immediately to President Biden's speech from the Oval Office last night. Clip 14.
Well, I think it may be remembered as one of the best, if not the best, speeches of his presidency. He was firm, he was unequivocal, he was strong, as he has been, particularly in recent days when before he went to Israel and while he was over there. I was struck by the fact that he spent as much time as he did on Ukraine, and I think it was a good thing that he did, because the aid for Ukraine package that he's talking about and further aid to Ukraine beyond that is in jeopardy, and I think that he was hampered a little bit in that effort by the fact that that he dare not really mention the best reason. I mean, he mentioned, broadly speaking, the best reason for sticking with it in Ukraine, which is that what would the rest of the world and its evildoers think if we pulled out of there? Because that comes on the heels of his having pulled out of Afghanistan, which arguably emboldened all of our adversaries around the world, particularly Vladimir Putin. He can't really make that case, and you wouldn't expect him to. But he made a strong case for it nonetheless, and I think it's important that he did. And also, of course, you're right, Brett, to wonder whether, as Republicans will, there'll be a follow up to his statement about holding Iran accountable.
Okay, this is what's important about this is acknowledging that it was a good speech, but then looking back at some of the mistakes that have been characteristic of the Biden administration, or much of the Biden administration. Now, speaking of mistakes, Jim Jordan, who was clearly expecting to win the vote this morning, he actually had 25 votes against him, the most ever. He went from 20 to 22 to now 25 members of the House who say, no way, Jim Jordan. But here was the candidate for speaker speaking just before the vote.
People, I think, are starting to doubt and wonder about their government and about where our nation is headed. They see an open border. They see crime in the streets. They know what it costs to put gas in their car. They know what it costs to put food on the table. They see a war in Israel, our strongest ally, Israel, and what's happening there, and the help that Israel needs. And they see a government that's been weaponized against we, the people. The very government that's supposed to serve us has been turned on the taxpayers who pay for it. I think the American people are thirsty for change. I think they are hungry for leadership. And frankly, they know that the White House can't provide it. They know the Senate won't lead. And they are looking for House Republicans to step up and lead and make change on these important issues.
Proceeded to lose. By the way, every one of these votes, Jim Jordan got less votes than the Democratic candidate for Speaker, Hakeem Jeffries. But somebody who knows a little bit about the House, Newt Gingrich, who led the Republican Revolution that took over the House, and what a good job he did, Newt Gingrich, particularly in his first 2 years as Speaker. He let loose a little bit on today's House GOP with some lessons that people ought to take to heart, one can only hope. This is clip 13.
But they're going to have to get in a room. I saw just a few minutes ago, Jim Jordan has decided to go back and try again because it turned out what I thought was a good idea to have McHenry, the current Speaker pro tem, stay on until January 3rd. I mean, these folks have got to calm down. Yeah. The level of anger, the level of hostility in the conference, all of it started by eight traitors, and that's what they were, traitors, who abandoned their party and allied with the Democrats against 96% of the Republican Party with no idea what they would do if they won.
Yeah.
They have caused chaos, they've embarrassed the Republican Party, and they've weakened the United States at a time when there are two major wars underway. And it's really, truly, I think, the most disgraceful behavior by Republicans in my lifetime.
Wow. that covers a lot, because it covers Watergate, when President Nixon was forced to resign. It covers the misbehavior, corrupt misbehavior, taking bribes with unmarked cash bills in paper bags. That was Spiro Agnew, Vice President of the United States, who had to resign. And this, Newt says, is the most disgraceful behavior by Republicans in his lifetime. Is Newt a potential outside candidate for Speaker? They mention lots of names right now. This was the overstatement by Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader in the House, who was a candidate for Speaker, who every single time he ended up getting the 212 Democratic votes, which put him ahead of Jim Jordan. Here's what he had to say about his Republican rival.
At every step of the way, Republicans have rejected bipartisanship and embraced extremism. Jim Jordan is a clear and present danger to our democracy. He wants to end Social Security as we know it. He wants to end Medicare as we know it. Doesn't believe that President Biden was elected in 2020. That's disrespectful to the American people. Jim Jordan wants to impose a nationwide abortion ban, and he is the poster child for MAGA extremism. We are saying to our traditional Republican colleagues, good men and women on the other side of the aisle, end the attachment to the extremist Jim Jordan and join with Democrats in finding a bipartisan path forward.
Okay, that may be necessary at some point, because today is October the 20th, and that means there's it's just till November 17th that we go into another government shutdown. And to do that when we are in the midst of trying to help our allies in crucial moments in two devastating wars, I mean, this is craziness. We'll talk a little bit to Jay Coast, and he is a visiting fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and at the Center for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. And he's written a piece about what the founders who put this Constitution together would think about the current state of the House of Representatives and the current state of American politics. What is the heart of the problem? The heart of the problem appears to be that both sides believe that you have to not only defeat the other side, but that you have to destroy the other side, because people have ruled out the idea of any kind of cooperation with your fellow Americans. We're not now talking about Hamas. Are there people out there really who believe that the Democratic Party, with all of its faults and all of its extreme voices, and there are very extreme and irresponsible voices on the Democratic side, does anybody really believe it's the equivalent of Hamas? We'll be speaking also to Daniel Henninger coming up about, of the Wall Street Journal, about how the entire presidential race has been reset. And there's a plan here in Washington State to increase the I-405 tolls to $8,640 per year and to toll on weekends too. Are they kidding? No, they're not, unfortunately. We'll cover it in This Greatest Nation on God's.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.